Quintessence Choral Artists of the Southwest opens their 33rd season this weekend with Tikkun Olam, Music of Struggle and Justice, and Matthew Greer is here with me today. Welcome.
Hi, Brent. Good to be here.
Art often reflects the world and a response to it, and that seems to be happening now in the choral world. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. I think given the times in which we are living and people being conscious of, and struggling with so many different social issues, what I've started to notice is that composers are starting to write to address some of those issues, and choruses definitely are starting to program music that deals with some really difficult contemporary issues.
And we're talking about issues from inequality and immigration to violence, obviously. The concert starts with We Shall Overcome, which seems a sort of natural. A couple of pieces written in Hebrew, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing a beautiful setting by a contemporary composer named Judith Schatten, Adonai Royi, Psalm 23. Beautiful a cappella setting that was written in response to the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. And then we're doing another beautiful piece on a Hebrew text arranged by Ryan Nolan called Ani Ma Amin, which is a tune that came out of the Holocaust and now is often sung on Holocaust Remembrance Day.
So obviously we're dealing not just with contemporary issues, but unfortunately with issues that have been plaguing mankind for centuries.
Yeah, eternally.
Seems.
Yeah, exactly.
Also some contemporary composers represented. Probably many people know or at least have heard of Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson.
Right. It's a really powerful piece of work that is a cantata in response to that horrible event, the hate crime that resulted in the death of Matthew Shepard, a young gay teenager. And there's a wonderful, rousing, very hopeful chorus that ends that piece, and we're doing that particular chorus. It's called All of Us, and it's kind of in a gospel style.
And also a piece arranged by Craig Hella Johnson, a requiem, a prayer for natural disasters.
Yeah, exactly. Eliza Gilkison, who's a wonderful singer-songwriter, wrote this beautiful, simple piece as a response to several natural disasters. I think the tsunami that happened in Asia several years ago. And Craig Johnson wrote a beautiful setting of it that's very chant-like.
There are some emotional pieces about recent current events in America, including a response to the school shooting in Newton.
Yeah, a composer named Sean Crouch wrote a piece called Who Would You Be? That was a response to that shooting in Connecticut that involved so many children. And it's a text that is a parent imagining what a child would be whose life was cut short. And it's difficult, honestly, for the chorus to get through. It is such a poignant piece of music, but we feel like it's an important one to do on the concert.
Obviously, this is a deep emotional well that you're tapping in this concert, but is there hope in it as well?
Yes, there has to be. And so there's, you mentioned We Shall Overcome, which we're singing a wonderful, stirring arrangement of. There's a piece by Stephen Hatfield that's a very joyful kind of affirmation of life called Living in a Holy City. And so in planning out the concert, the experience of the concert itself, we're trying to pace things so that emotionally it's not all too many difficult things in a row.
One piece as a response to some quotes from Mother Teresa.
Yeah, really lovely piece by a composer out of the Pacific Northwest named Joan Shimkoe. That's an extended meditation on two quotes from Mother Teresa. All works of love are works of peace, and then simply, we belong to each other.
And the concert ends with Living in a Holy City by Stephen Hatfield.
That's right.
We walk out with joy in our hearts. And
exactly. And we've been feeling, I think, in preparing it, how important it is for human beings to be in a room together trying to create something beautiful. It's something we need more of.
Quintessence Choral Artists of the Southwest presents Tikkun Olam, Songs of Struggle and Justice, this Saturday 5 p.m. and Sunday 3 p.m. at St. John's United Methodist Church in Albuquerque's Northeast Heights. Matthew Greer, what's the best way to find out more and find
you
tickets?
You can find out more at our website, which is quintessence-abq.com.
Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's good to be here.